On February 24, 2022, Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, a war that disrupted the lives of people all over the world.
Ukrainians woke to explosions lighting up the dawn sky.
The operation began despite last-ditch appeals from members of the UN Security Council.
The goal is to neutralize the military potential of Kiev.
Russia has invaded Ukraine.
Russia stood firm in its special military operation, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky rallied his civilian troops to the front.
Who can join the defense of Ukraine has to come to the military offices. Please join.
Major world powers pooled military resources for Ukraine, while major companies like Shell and United Airlines pulled out of Russia. However, not all global entities were overtly against Russia's invasion, including South Africa.
Many of us who've chosen the path that we have chosen, the benefit of being where we are is that we can talk to both sides.
The United Nations reported in September that Russia had indeed committed war crimes in Ukraine, including bombing of civilian buildings, torture, and sexual violence. The effects of the conflict rippled across the globe, sending the price of essential goods skyrocketing and fueling food insecurity on the African continent. But global relief came as a deal between the warring sides saw tons of grain and fertilizer finally shipped off to countries in need.
There is a beacon on the Black Sea, a beacon of hope, a beacon of possibility, a beacon of relief.
Russia has seemingly narrowed its attacks on Ukraine's power and water infrastructure as winter looms, and the ending is uncertain. But Ukraine has shown moments of aggressive counter-offenses that have knocked the wind out of the Russian troops. For Smile FM News, I'm Zahra Skruder.